the middle of Bach's Cantata 51, there's a deeply emotional intimacy, but in a way it's hidden, overshadowed by a couple of spectacular bookends. You'll hear both the flash and the intimacy of the Cantata 51, Jauchzet Gott in allen Landen, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, Classical Radio Boston, a part of WGBH. The Cantata No. 51 is one of the very few of Bach's cantatas that can be called truly popular in the broadest sense. It's also a piece that very likely held a special place among the cantatas for the composer himself, and for very personal reasons. You'll hear more about that in a bit. And in the meantime, if you'd like a translation of the text for the Cantata 51, you'll find it by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org, where this and past programs are available on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. First, though, here is guitarist David Russell with Bach's Lute Suite No. 4 here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. If that music sounded familiar to you, you may have heard it at some point in its original form as the Partita No. 3 for solo violin. After writing that piece, Bach transcribed it for the lute, which was the basis for this performance by Scottish guitarist David Russell. There's an odd dichotomy when it comes to the roughly 200 surviving sacred cantatas by Bach. On the one hand, these pieces were so clearly central to Bach's work and identity as a composer, and they represent as a body one of the supreme achievements of any composer. But they're also among his least known pieces, modern audiences being much more familiar with the orchestral suites and concertos. But the cantata No. 51 is an exception. Jauchzet Gott in allen Landen, or Exult with God in Every Land, is both an immensely popular work and one that embodies all the musical and theological significance as the other lesser-known pieces. It was probably written in 1729 for a private performance, with a virtuosic part for a solo soprano and an equally virtuosic solo trumpet part. That lineup is unique in Bach's music and probably reflects his admiration of Italian cantatas of the Baroque, like those of Alessandro Scarlatti. As the piece begins, it's off to the races with an exuberant trumpet line to set up words from the soloist, "Exult in God in every land. Whatever creatures are contained by heaven and earth must raise up this praise." But that burst of thanks changes dramatically for the second movement, a prayerful recitative that sets up one of Bach's most beautifully intimate arias on the words, "Highest, renew your goodness every morning from now on." It's a sweet introspection of the sort you don't want to end, but of course it does, and Bach brings us out of it gently with a short, grounding, chorale-based movement before launching back into exuberance for a last movement with a one-word text, "Alleluia." You can find a complete translation of this piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here's a performance of the Cantata 51, "Jauchzet Gott in allen Landen," with soprano Malin Hartelius and trumpeter Niklas Eklund. The English Baroque soloists are directed by John Elliott Gardner here on the Bach Hour.
Alle Zeit hat beigestanden.
It's not too much of a stretch to imagine that J.S. Bach had more than a theological affection for his cantata No. 51, Jauchzet Gott in allen Landen, or Exult with God in Every Land. His young wife, Anna Magdalena, was by all accounts a fine soprano, and her father had been a trumpeter. It was also the case that one of Bach's most reliably brilliant musicians in Leipzig was the trumpeter Gottfried Reicha, who almost surely was the original soloist in the Cantata 51. So the combination of soprano and trumpet may have held a bit of extra meaning for the composer, especially for a work of joy, intimacy, and praise. This performance of the Cantata No. 51 featured a couple of Swedes in the solo roles. Malin Hartelius was the soprano, and Niklas Eklund played the trumpet with the English Baroque soloists in a concert performance in Bremen, Germany during the Bach Cantata pilgrimage of conductor John Elliott Gardiner. Hearing a piece like the Cantata 51 gives us a picture of Bach as a religious person, but also one who knew a thing or two about creating musical beauty. And sometimes the path to that beauty came through a brilliant sense of math. That's what's behind these canons performed by the duo Anderson and Rowe here on the Bach Hour. Set of canons built on the same musical DNA as Bach's Goldberg Variations, performed here by the duo Anderson and Rowe. Alina Ibrahimova was born deep in the heartland of Russia. She later moved to the UK, where she's based now, and where she teamed up with the ensemble Arcangelo for a recording in 2015. With director Jonathan Cohen, here's Alina Ibrahimova with Bach's Violin Concerto in A Minor on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Bach's Violin Concerto in A Minor. Alina Ibrahimova was the soloist with the ensemble Arcangelo and director Jonathan Cohen. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again on demand, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ros. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.